When I come to the end of the day, I like to say to myself, it's been a very good day. It's been a fun day. It's been a rewarding and revealing day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When I come to the end of the day, I like to feel that it's been a rewarding, revealing day. How can I be sure that my day is rewarding and revealing always? How can I be sure that everything that I do is going to be something exciting, fulfilling, and rewarding for me? Well, you say that's sort of an impossible task because you never know what's going to happen. We do know what's going to happen. Our mental attitude, our thinking, our way of looking at life brings to our experience exactly what we are. We are not a magnet attracting to ourselves something irrevocably or in a way that we are not in control. We are creating in our world, rather than attracting, we are creating in our world experiences and activities that reflect how we feel inside of ourselves. Now, when I feel good about myself, when I feel happy, when I feel joyful, when I feel wonderful, my world is wonderful. Oh, yes, it is. My world is filled with joy and harmony and peace and happiness because I am that way. Now, it's true, I talk to other people during the day and I have experiences that come my way and they're liable to try to tip up my apple cart, but no way, no way. There are people who try to disturb me, not because they want to disturb me, but because they have attitudes that they feel I should respond to rather than attitudes I do respond to. I do my very best to always be in control of myself. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, I always look at them and say, ha-ha, that's my reflection. If I don't like it, that's my reflection. If I see somebody doing something naughty, that's my reflection. If I see somebody saying something or thinking something, yes, I know what everybody's thinking, we all do. If I see someone saying or thinking something that is not the type of thing that I would allow in my thought, I created that. Nothing can take place in my world, nothing can take place in my experience unless I create it first. And when I create it, then there it is, right in my nose, there it is, right in my eyes, there it is, right in my experience. Now, do I want that to happen? Do I want that sort of thing to be done in my world? Am I going to allow anything in my world that I consciously do not believe is who I am? Well, it's my choice. You say, well, it's other people's actions. No, no, it's how I respond to them. It's other people's words and statements. No, no, it's how I respond to them. It's other people who are mean and hateful. No, no, if I see everyone loving and beautiful and fantastic, then that's the way my world will be. But there are people in this world that are not that way. Well, I don't see that. Oh, I might say something once in a while, and I might say, that was not the type of thing that I would say. And by the very fact of my recognizing it, I am empowering that as something in my life. Whereas if somebody says something not very nice, and I immediately say the contrary or something nice, say something that builds up the positive attitude, then I'm in charge. Then I am the one who is making the decision, and I am the one who's having the joyful, wonderful, fantastic experience. It's all as simple as that. It's just as wonderful as that and just as complete as that. We see it evidenced around us all the time. We see people having good experiences almost regularly, some even regularly, in their life. And we think, how can they do that with the world in the state that it is? And then if we tune in to that person and we listen to them very carefully, we will see exactly what they're doing. I have a son, Mark. and he's always been a designer and builder. And as he was designing and building in the early stages when he was a teenager, we would go to the Experimental Aircraft Association in California, and we would attend many of their meetings, and he would bring up many of his new designs for hydraulic devices on jet airplanes and on airplanes, period. And attending these meetings would be people from the aerospace industry in the nearby area of Huntington Beach and Huntington Park and so forth, and Newport Beach, and it was just a fascinating experience to meet with these people. And these people were extremely wise. They would ask Mark all about his device because Mark came up with ideas that other people were too inhibited to come up with. He came up with ideas that he didn't know wouldn't work because in his mind they worked. And he developed it very easily because he wasn't fighting against anything. And then he would tell these fellows that came from the aerospace industry what he was doing. And they had naturally a keen and abiding interest in everything he said. And it wasn't long before it came back to Mark that many of the creations that he shared with the fellow Experimental Aircraft Association people went into the industry and became used in some of the major industries. And they would say to Mark, hey, they stole your idea. Hey, they stole your product. They stole your invention. And Mark would say, no, they didn't. If it was mine, I would have carried it through and I would have brought it out and developed it. But it was just something I was thinking about. It was just something that was fun in my mind. And I had no further interest in it than just developing it as a concept because the concept came to my mind. And we look at Mark and we say, my goodness, why isn't he unhappy that they stole his ideas? Well, he said, it's mine and I shared it. And because I shared it, I didn't put any limitation on it. And so they didn't really steal it. They just took ideas that were being shared in open meetings and utilized them and made them come true. But, you see, we want to possess things. We want to hold on to things. We want to maintain that these are our ideas. These are our dreams. These are our desires and our wants. And as we do that, rather than creating a healthy, dynamic, active mind that comes up with all these things, one right after the other, we shut down because we're not able to carry them through. But as we allow these beautiful ideas to come into our mind and as we share them openly with others and have no thought of ownership, but only a thought of creative consciousness at work, the ideas flow and flow and flow and we bring them forth and others bring them forth and we just have fun. When there's no feeling of ownership and there's no feeling of possession, there's only a feeling of happy time and happy sharing. Too often we possess things and we own it and we hide it and we put it in the closet and we don't use it. And then other companies come up and use things and, oh, I thought of that a long time ago. Well, why didn't you bring it out? Well, I wasn't ready to do something with it. Well, bring it out. Because as you do this, you sort of prime your own inner pump of the genius within you. And these ideas flow forth. Plus, and the biggest plus of all is that it's fun. The biggest plus of all, it's fun to share your creative imagination. It's fun to share your genius. Now, when we feel we possess our genius and own our genius and are afraid to let it out, well, it's no fun at all. If you're in the business of producing various products, then, of course, you tell it the right way so that some revenue comes back to you. But if you're not in the business of it, and you're just a creative imagination, creative thinker, share it. Share it. Because as I open my inner self to all the wisdom and genius that lies within me, it comes out abundantly. And one day, I might even decide to do something with it, and when I decide to do something with it, great and beautiful things take place with it. Yes, it's a great and beautiful experience to see these things happen. But only when I freely share, openly share, outwardly share with all the world my dreams my goals. Now, it's true that there are some things that we keep within ourselves, because as we keep them within ourselves, what we are doing is we are working on a project, and we are working on something that we are developing. Well, that's great, then keep that to yourself. And yet, if you were to allow it to be open, other people might offer beneficial ideas, if you create them offering beneficial ideas. Now, if you create them stealing from you, if you create them cheating and lying and so forth, then that's exactly what you have. But when you are so naive and so gentle and so open, ideas flow to you. People share ideas with you who had never had any concept of the area that you're talking about, never had any understanding of the area that you're working in, and they come up with ideas because they don't know it can't be done. And you know, that's when it gets done. That's when magic happens. That's when dreams take place. That's when you build a world around you so exciting, so dynamic, so filled with possibilities, probabilities, realities, that they all come true in your world because you've let go and you've let the divine in you reveal itself in its own magical, wonderful world, in its own magical, wonderful way. But are you ready to be secure in yourself? Are you ready to be able to share your dreams, your goals, and not feel that people are going to steal them from you or people are going to say that they're not very good? Are you going to talk about your goals and your dreams because you are so confident in yourself, you're so happy in yourself, that nobody could make a contrary remark? And if they made a contrary remark, you wouldn't hear it. You wouldn't even hear it. And when you don't even hear it, then it doesn't touch you. Let all the dreamers touch you. Let all of the desires and goals and choices that you have for today, tomorrow, and forever be manifest in you now. As you claim for yourself, it is done. And as you claim this for yourself, you live in a positive, dynamic world of it is done. And truly, it is done. So let's recognize that for ourselves today. I know I am. And I know you are. Because you are my reflection. And I love you. I love you. I love you.